So I just got a call from my father before going into this segment. And he said, Melissa, I know you only got a minute and a half before mom comes on, but I did want to tell you that these corn crepes, he said, quote, are the bomb. That was a direct quote from Alan Sheketoff, the Alan Sheketoff. Melissa, these corn crepes are the bomb. I almost went back in to get more before I left for work this morning. So you all know my dad by now. He is an amazing man, a wonderful insurance guy, but he is a picky eater. And he said these corn crepes were the bomb. So nice job, Mom. You've gotten Dad on your side with these. So I'm very excited to learn this recipe. Good morning. Hi, Mom.
You know, it's a great recipe, and it's so easy, and it's just so good.
It looks so good. You know, just to give a little background, guys, my mom loves a good crepe. Loves a good crepe. And it's very hard to come by them, Mom. In fact, our favorite place to go to get our crepes is up in Burlington. Wouldn't you agree to go
yes.
to
the oh my God,
Skinny Pancake?
Pancake House
yep.
thing.
Skinny Pancake. Over down by Lake Champlain. You ever find yourselves up in Burlington, Vermont, guys, go to Skinny Pancake. You won't regret it.
Oh, my God. So delicious.
So, so good. And these looked like those, Mom. I gotta be honest. The pictures made it look like you got this from Skinny Pancake. So if people can't make it up to Burlington, Vermont, you should probably go with this recipe. I have not tried these, but even Alan says they're the bomb. So
they're so good. I had one yesterday because, you know, I have to try everything before I put it on the air so I know that it's good.
Of course, of course. And so how do you make these? And do you make them with fresh corn?
Well, you can. Like they, you know, you cut the little kernels off the corn. I mean, you can also use, you know, like the whole corn in the can if you want, or frozen corn. But you want just the full kernels. You don't want, like, cream corn or anything like that. So, yes, you're to get, like, a cup and a half, somewhere around there. I always do more. So of the fresh corn kernels, you put this all in your food processor.
And you're yang, 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 yang. So make sure you put it in there.
I had a little fog this morning.
Mom, it's fine. I live in a fog every day, and for some reason they keep letting me get on the air. So it's really impressive, actually. So you're fine. So get all your ingredients, put it in the
ingredients include, you know, a cup and a half to 2 cups for people that need measurements of corn kernels. A cup of whole milk. I use skim milk. No need to put in any extra fat if you don't have to. You could salt it. As you all know, I don't salt. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 large eggs, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, and 1/3 cup of cornmeal. And all that goes in your food processor and until it looks like pancake mix. A little lumpy from the corn, but it really looks like a pancake mix.
Okay, so I missed one thing, though, Mom. So I got on there, corn kernels, the milk, the olive oil, the eggs. I missed one. Was it flour? How much flour?
Flour was 1/2 cup
half
of flour
a cup.
And 1/3 cup of, like, cornmeal.
Got it. Got to make sure I put the recipe down because I know I've got a few people who are like, Melissa, I need the recipe written, so I'm making sure I've got it. Okay, you put all that in the food processor. You yang, 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 until it looks like a pancake mix. And then what do you do, Mom?
Well, they say then I do my bacon. Now, you know, this recipe called for ham, but I know I have a few ham non-likers.
Me. I don't like ham. I'm sorry. I'll say it.
I did this one with bacon. I thought bacon or sausage or like corned beef.
Love that, Mom. You did the right thing.
But I did it with bacon. So I did my bacon ahead of time. Well, after I did that, the food processor, it said to like refrigerate it for like a half an hour. So while I'm refrigerating that, I am cooking up my bacon. And then it's like doing a crepe. You put like somewhere around, I just kind of poured it in roughly around, you know, 1/2 cup to 3/4 cup, and use your like rubber spatula, thin it all out, you know, as best you can, but you want it like, you want it to be all intact. And so once it bubbles and you got a nice little color on the other side, you flip your crepe And I put mozzarella on just one side. I did, you know, like half bacon strips, like three or four of them. And then, because everything is hot except the cheese, then you flip it like to the side, so it's like a half a moon.
Yep.
And then you flip it to the quarter, and you brown it on both sides, and voila. It's amazing.
I was going to say, does it, so would you say one is fulfilling, or did you need multiple?
I found when I
many
did the one
crepes.
It was fulfilling. I asked Daddy. He was close to wanting a second, but then he was like, no, this is good. Because it's it is filling. I mean,
it
especially on the, depending on the size you make them. You know me, I make a healthy, you know, I make a healthy.
A nice plate. Portion. A nice little portion there.
Yeah, I use a 12, like, or somewhere around a 10 to 12-inch skillet. And I take up the whole skillet, so it's...
Oh, so that's a good size, Ma. That's like a quesadilla
you've got
going on there. Wow.
And I have to tell you...
Please tell me.
You could... It tells you you could, like, put a little butter on top if you want. I didn't. I even think it, like, it smells so good. You could put a little syrup on it because it's got your bacon cheese.
Mmm. Look at you.
Oh, good. Yeah. And you could use all kinds of, you could put jelly. Well, yeah, like you could do anything with this, again, with any kind of meat. And you could do it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And I, you know what I like about this too, Mom, is there's a lot of ingredients in there that you could get from local farms. So if you go to like a local farmer's market, you go to a local, you know, farm around you, you can get that corn fresh right now. It's
I know. And they have it up behind me now on Park Avenue.
Oh, I know where you and Dad get your corn. I know your secrets. Oh, yeah. And that corn. And it makes a difference. That's all I'm saying is it makes a difference versus going the generic or, you know, box.
Absolutely. The fresh corn makes a big difference.
Mm, that sounds
so good.
And
I add a little bit more to it because it you know, it's just so good. If you're a corn lover, you love this.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely amazing. That is my mom's corn crepe recipe. And I will put the whole recipe up on our website. I'll put it with the podcast. And Mom, it sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
I don't know why I'm hearing myself in the background, but I'm hearing myself. But that is... That is my mom here on WICC. Cooking with Claude happens every Friday morning, and we'll get another recipe next week.